It's good and appropriate to have a lengthy time to pray about those things together. And we're so grateful for Rachel Menon, who's the women's worker from Grace Church Upton. Where's Upton?
It's in Northamptonshire.
Great. Come by the thing. I don't know anything lower than Sunderland. Rachel, have you had an encouraging time at Renew so far?
Really encouraging,
Any highlights?
One highlight has to be Jesus, Mark 10, modelling servant ministry, which is a right corrective for my proud and often weary heart.
Thanks for leading us.
Well, you may be physically hungry, but we're spiritually stuffed. And we really, really need to pray now. And how wonderful to have a whole half an hour and a wonderful amount of brothers and sisters in Christ to pray with. So please would you, to fuel our prayers, turn to Psalm 48 with me. Psalm 48, verse 12, invites us to walk about Zion. Zion is God's city, fulfilled ultimately in our Lord Jesus Christ, his presence on earth. And foreshadowed right now in our local churches with Christ as our head. We've talked a lot about God's sovereignty, and now we're going to use the first three verses to praise that sovereign God. So verses 1-3, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. In the city of our God, his holy mountain, beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the heights of Zaphon, is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. So around your tables, spend the next few minutes praising God's holiness, his loftiness, his impregnable height, God with us, and God as fortress. So just turn in your tables now and use those verses to praise God. If you'd like to make that your last prayer for these verses. Psalm 48, verses 4-8. Let us pray in a dangerous world to know where our security lies. Verse 4, when the kings join forces, when they advance together, God's city, Jesus' name, local churches are under attack by a worldwide coalition of rebellious humanity. But, verse 5, their attack fails as they see God's city. Let's pray for Jesus' name and our churches under attack, to know and believe and teach to our churches. Verse 8, God makes her secure forever. You may want to spend some time sharing how your church is under attack, but make sure there's time to pray that we can know and believe our security lies in God. Let's pray. If you draw your prayers to a close. Psalm 48, verses 9-13, we return to God's dependable character as we go, verse 9, into the heart of the city, the temple, now seen in the wonderful face of the Lord Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Verse 9, we meditate on your covenant unfailing love. Verse 10, your right hand is filled with righteousness, God acting to do the right thing in rescuing people. And verse 11, his right judgment against his enemies. Verse 12, we get to walk about Zion, and we need to think hard about the safety that is ours in Christ. And then verse 13, we want to tell the next generation of growing leaders to know these things. So from Kieran and Robin's talk, let's pray for our faithfulness in speaking truth to the next generation. Tell them what God's done with enthusiasm and passion. Let's pray for the recruitment crisis. Let's celebrate your Bible teachers in your church who are telling the next generation. And let's be intentional. Why not pray for one person in your church now who could be tomorrow's leader? Let's spend some time now praying through those things. If you make that your last prayer. Our final verse, verse 14. This is our God, glorious, victorious, loving, rescuing, judging. This is our confidence. Whatever army besieges the true believer of Christ, his church will not be destroyed. Verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Amen.